was very critical in the time. And the Copenhagen UN climate change meetings may be the most important meeting in our lifetime. I just want to share some thoughts from the World Forum. The crisis of global warming has suddenly moved from the indeterminate future to our immediate present. The current word from leading scientists is that the serious impacts of global warming are already bearing down upon us, and will hit us with potentially incapacitating force within 3 to 4 years unless we respond decisively. The gravity of our situation has been detailed by James Hansen, chief scientist for NASA, who states in Science Magazine that, quote, if humanity wishes to preserve a planet similar to that on which civilization developed and to which life on Earth adapted, paleoclimate evidence and ongoing climate change suggest that carbon dioxide will need to be reduced from its current 385 parts per million to at most 350 parts per million, end quote. Hansen details 6 irreversible tipping points, including massive sea level rises and dramatic increases in extreme weather events, which are already wreaking havoc around the world, like the islands of Tuvalu in the Pacific and the Maldives. They're looking for another country to buy so they can survive and save their lives. Add to the statement of Indian scientist Rajendra Khachaturi, who accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And this is a quote from him, if there is not action before 2012, that is too late. What we do in the next 2 to 3 years will determine our future. This is the defining moment. He said this in December of 2007. These statements are coming from the most eminent scientists on the planet. We have only a few years, 4 at the most, to take decisive action, or we will enter a chaos zone that could be more gruesomely awful than anything we can currently imagine. And now I'd like to turn the program over to Rebecca Reed, another one of the organizers, who will have a few remarks. Here is she.
India, 42. Colombia 27, China 9, Russia 5, and amongst the other 136, you've got Afghanistan, a tiny individual, Bangladesh, Vietnam, the Central African Republic, Zambia, Nicaragua. Well, you get the picture. And if you think that you're cold, then they're having three in Alaska as well. Which is nice because I heard they could see Russia from their houses in Alaska. So they have to wave. Okay. I don't usually speak at these things, if anybody knows me now. But Margaret did ask me to speak to read something out. And I didn't really want to. But then I read it and I did. So, yeah, I can't read this. It's too small. All right, I'm going to try and read this thing and we're going to see it.
Adult speakers who work every day to make this a better world. And our first young person is Caitlin. Caitlin Irene. She's an 11-year-old sixth grader, a longtime activist.
Yeah.
I have witnessed her activism over the years, and she has done more to promote peace and justice in our little community than a lot of the adults I know. Caitlin?
Yeah!
My name is Caitlin Irene. I'm in the theater department at Capital Middle School. I wanted to talk to you about why the planet is important to me and why I really want them to come to an agreement in Copenhagen that stops climate change. I guess I'm like most kids. What I like to do in life is hang out with friends, listen to music, and go to movies. I also like to think about what I want to do when I grow up. When I started hearing about climate change, I didn't listen much. It was just one of those things you hear on the news or that my parents talk about. Little by little, I started realizing that this was something important. something that I need to know about because it concerns me and my friends and our whole lives. This is what I know. If we don't stop using fossil fuels, then our life will be so different from the life that the adults have known until now. We won't have clean air to breathe. We won't have enough water to go around the earth. Many places in the world will become impossible to live in. I learned at school that 50,000 species of plants and animals disappear every year because of climate change. I want to keep our species alive because they are an important part of our ecosystem, and just because I love animals and nature. Did you know that if we don't change things soon, polar bears might go extinct by 2050? I can't imagine a worse statement. But they are not only good for the environment, they're great animals that just want to have a life and a place to live, like the polar bears. We kids want a life and a good place to live in the future. Once I visited a place in West Virginia where they were blowing off the tops of mountains to take coal, my mom and I had to walk up another mountain to see it. It was so sad. The mountain was all bare, and while all the mountains around it were so beautiful, any one of you who saw that would know it was wrong. I also think about kids in other parts of the world. In some places in Africa, people will have to leave their land because it will just get too hot to survive there if we don't do something now. So by not using as many fossil fuels and keeping our carbon footprint small, we can change the world and stop climate change. Here are some things I thought of and that I tried to do. Drive a small car, or even better, ride a bike. To minimize the overload of landfills, recycle everything you can. Use less energy and switch all the lights you don't need. I get as many clothes as I get from the thrift store because it's cheaper, and they actually have better selections of clothes, and it's better for the environment, of course. But even if we do all these things and the people in Copenhagen don't make the right decisions we need, it won't be enough. So we have to shout loud so they hear us, especially us kids. Now, don't you wish kids were running Copenhagen? Then we could all make a difference. Because I think the Earth matters more to us than the adults making decisions, and the meetings wouldn't be so boring. So I hope that this information taught you that just one person could change the world, because all the people that work together to help find change can make a big difference. Thank you.
You sure didn't disappoint me.